News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
The US Supreme Court has permitted parts of President Donald Trump's controversial travel ban to go into force. People from six mostly Muslim nations will now be banned from entering America for 90 days. Now, join us on the line to discuss this is Harlan Ullman, who is a senior advisor at Washington DC's Atlantic Council. Harlan, can I start by asking you your reaction to this decision and why do you think the decision was made?
First of all, I'm disappointed, but I'm not surprised. The history of the Supreme Court is that it has largely been deferential to executive power and the presidency when it comes to foreign policy. And in this case, the president was given really a split decision because the court said that part of the ban can go in place with certain modifications, but they would reconsider the case in October. If you read Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution, it says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And it seems to me that the president's ban clearly was unconstitutional. Now, there's a history here going back to the 1950s, an immigration law that was made to prevent communists and other undesirables from coming into the country. You can argue that some of that was really also unconstitutional when extended to religions. And I think the fundamental flaw was that the president should not have designated six particular countries because, in fact, no terrorists have come to the United States from those countries. And domestic terrorism in the United States has largely been caused by American citizens, either born here or naturalized. And so I think that the entire ban was wrong. It could have been done simply to say that the United States is putting a ban on immigration for a temporary basis without specifying any country while it wanted to get its rules of entry sorted out. We will see what happens in October, but the fact of the matter is the president's ban or temporary ban was to last 120 days. That ban is now over, and so much of this is really running after horses and closing the barn door after the horses have escaped.
Looking at it even impartially, this is a near total victory for Trump. Of course, Trump will probably interpret this as an absolute victory.
It's not a near victory. It's a split decision, but any president will say that he has won from the Supreme Court, but that's actually not really true.
When you say there that the research has shown, or the information so far has shown, that terrorists haven't come from these countries, and the six countries are Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Do you think, you seem to think that Donald Trump is underestimating the threat from inside the country itself?
It's not a question, it's the truth. I repeat, virtually all the terrorist acts inside the United States have come from American citizens. Some of who have been native-born, others who have been naturalized. And in fact, the terrorist attacks, however tragic they may have been relatively small when you consider some of the mass shootings and killings that have taken place that were not inspired by terrorists. We have a problem at home, but virtually every country has a problem with internal terrorism. Look what's happening in Britain. Look what happened in France, Brussels, even in Russia. And so I think that we need to concentrate more on what's happening inside the United States, but we also need, in my judgment, a better plan to deal with the Islamic State and other radical groups because, quite frankly, they are still winning the ideological battle, you will note. But the point is that we have not been very good in the West of coming up with a counter-ideological strategy and plan to deal with this radicalization.
Is this a populist move by Trump to ban Muslims? And will it deepen the divide between Muslims and
of course,
the West?
Absolutely. It's like building a wall, which was preposterous, and then saying Mexico will pay for it. Well, there's not going to be a wall, and Mexico is not going to pay for it. And I think you're right that this populism appealing to his base is central to Trump's strategy. Trump believes that if his 35% base are with him, given the fractured nature of American politics and the divisive, indeed poisonous, relationships between the Republicans and Democrats, that 35%, or whatever that number is sufficient to give him political power and legitimacy so that he can be a successful president in his eyes. It's a minority way of doing business. In some ways, it's deviously clever because it accepts the fractionalization of American politics. But for the long term, I think it's going to be terribly divisive. And in that regard, I think the situation across the board is going to be exacerbated, not improved by these policies.
And very briefly, Harlan, because we're running out of time, unfortunately, this will now stay in force until October when the court will look at the ban in full. What do you think will happen then?
They'll come with a split decision, and by that stage it'll be over in any event because the temporary period will have run out. There'll be some new policies in place. I think it's clearly unconstitutional because it discriminates against specific religions from specific countries. The ban should not have been specific. If it were not specific, we'd have no problem. But that's one of the issues with the Trump administration. In many ways, they're politically tone deaf. They could have done this in a way that was reasonable and not covered and not caused this huge hurrah, but they chose not to. And this has been really the hallmark of Mr. Trump's administration so far, self-imposed damage, shooting himself collectively in his feet. And that's not good for the administration. It's not good for the country.
Harry Ullman, Senior Advisor at Washington, D.C.'s Atlantic Council. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.